This is Bob Riddell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. More apartments are coming to Oshkosh. The City Plan Commission today is expected to give approval for a 500-plus unit development near Lake Butamore between Highway 45 and Interstate 41. That development would include 582-unit apartment buildings and 240-unit buildings. The project would be built over a number of years and will have access to the Wiawash Trail along with the lake. The City Plan Commission is also discussing bringing more development to Oshkosh Avenue. The city is recommending that 10 parcels on the south side of Oshkosh and Keller Roads be rezoned from residential to neighborhood commercial. Since the Oshkosh Corporation headquarters opened, more businesses are interested in that area. The family of a missing Oshkosh woman is now offering $10,000 for information about her disappearance. Nida Anderson was last seen back on February 18th. The State of the City address is planned for next Monday night. City Manager Mark Roloff will deliver the speech at the Oshkosh Convention Center. Congressman Glenn Grothman says he plans to run for re-election again in 2024. You may remember Grothman back in 2014 said he would serve only 10 years in Washington. He ran unopposed in 2022. Page 2, Winnebago County Commissioners are getting closer to approving raises for county employees. The county board will review a draft resolution that lays out exactly how employees would get those raises depending on their years of service. The county hopes with higher wages they'll have more luck in landing employees in the future. A big thank you to the Oshkosh Mid-Morning Kiwanis Club and their project Undercover. The club donated over 13,000 pairs of underwear and 7,000 pairs of socks, the total value of $15,000. 23 schools received those donations, and this is the largest donations in the 6 years of the Oshkosh Kiwanis program. The band Train is coming to Oshkosh. Sunday, August 6th will be the date for the concert. It'll be at the Leach Amphitheater. Tickets will go on sale later this week. In sports, the UW Oshkosh men's basketball team has made it on to the NCAA Sweet 16 round. They'll play again later this week. That's a look at Newsworthy, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Have a great day.